So thank you all for coming. I want to give a big thank you before we start here to Mark and to Carrie for the Upfront Summit here. And I would say this, I've been here for 11 years since the beginning, and there were like a dozen people coming to this. And this is the best startup conference anywhere, not just LA. These guys do a fantastic job. And every year it's like coming to Mark's bar mitzvah, basically. And this year I get to share the bar mitzvah a little bit, because I have three companies presenting that I'm a co-founder and director of: the Lady Gaga House Beauty Company, the Katy Perry Dessois Company, and the company here with Jonathan Van Ness and his partner, Anthony Porowski, who's not here, talking about Yummers. And we're joined here with Rebecca Rudish, who's the CEO of Yummers. And this is very exciting for us to get to talk about this together.
And also Will.
And also Will. Yes. I have to introduce Will. Will is Rebecca's dog, as you can see. He's shaking a little bit. He's a little nervous.
He's just, you know, we've never been on stage. We're just getting our bearings. It's okay, Will.
You got it. Take it easy, Will. All right, so let's start. What is Yummers? What's the history of the name? Tell us what Yummers is.
So Yummers is transforming the way that people feed their pets. And we have a really awesome line of pet toppers and mix-ins, as well as dog food. And the whole premise behind Yummers is that pet parents want to do more for their pets. And Will is one of our biggest inspirations. Jonathan has 8 dogs and cats. And all of us know that we can do better when we feed our pets. And there's nothing more important than pet nutrition. So Yummers is really a full line of products that helps pet parents not only mix and match and make their meals a little bit more exciting, but also gives the best possible nutrition.
And Yummers comes from, and also you guys, I don't know if I've ever been in front of so many lively people. You are just giving me the energy this morning. Really off.
Wild
like,
crowd.
Settle the fuck down. I'm scared. Are you guys just going to like rush us to invest? I'm just, what is going on? No. So Yummers comes from, it's really just a little catchphrase that Anthony and I always say, Yummers. I thought it's such a cute name. But it's true. I have 5 cats and 3 dogs. And as cute as they all are, I have a couple of them that have just had like digestive issues pre-Yummers. Liza Miaunelli is my 2nd cat. Liza Miaunelli, she's great. She's got the IBS. And then our dog Rose also suffered from like puppy, like little like tummy things. So Yummers has been so helpful in our formulation, and the origin story of Yummers was really about like helping our pets like deal with some of their like gastrointestinal issues, because so many pets have like little tum-tum things from the food, and sometimes the diets don't have the well-rounded ingredients that your pets need to settle the stomach, or it could be like skin and hair, or it could be heart health, could be calming. So I'm really interested in our like supplement line and our functional formulas that really bring so much benefits to our pets' lives. And I think ultimately, Yummers was really about empowering pet parents to be able to take better care of their pets. And we've been able to do that so far, and we're really excited to continue.
And why the pet food space? There's lots of other pet food companies. It's been around a long time. Why go into that space to begin with?
You know, I've been inspired for a long time by the opportunity in pet food to do more. And, you know, just for by way of background, one of my biggest inspirations when we started this company was that I used to be the chief merchandising officer for Petco. And I saw how a lot of pet food was made. I saw what the ingredients were, and I knew a lot about the deficiencies in nutrition that pet food provided. When I met Jonathan and Anthony and really started to understand how they interact with their pets, obviously Will has been my muse. I just haven't seen the products in the marketplace that I think are best for pets. And so we set out to create not only toppers and mix-ins that can make any food better, but also our own food that is really superior to most of the food in the marketplace.
Our food is really cool. But we did start with toppers because getting a consumer to switch the pet food, especially for me, I was like getting like Liza Miaunelli, for instance, like once we found a food that worked for her, like it's hard pressed if you have an animal that has stomach issues to like want to switch the food, but sometimes they still need something extra. Like I love our calming formula for traveling. My cats travel a lot. Cats don't really like to travel. So the calming topper really helps them. Also our cats sometimes would get like little flaky skin from travel. Like if you're going from like New York in the winter to like Texas in the summer, like they just get all flaky. The skin and coat formula, so effective. But that is kind of easier to start with, see what the reception perception is like, and there was like a bigger white space for toppers because so many pets like need something that their food isn't giving them. So that was really why we started with toppers. That went really well. And then we got to get into food, which our food is all like, Rebecca can speak more to this, but I'm really fascinated by like, we choose to freeze dry a lot of our ingredients. And that's because when you freeze dry something, it seals the nutrients in at that point. And I've really seen the difference in my pets, like just overall energy, their skin, their coat, just like overall health. Like they just are more energetic. They really just makes a huge difference freeze drying your things. Beforehand, I was like, sounds cute, but let me see how it works. And it's really been incredible. And I think that our consumers are so excited when they see the results.
It's amazing. And, you know, Michael, you asked what is the white space? Why did we go after this? And so much of the conversation around pet food has been around the ingredients, which ingredients are important. And sourcing the best ingredients is certainly something that we do. But what people aren't talking about as much is how the ingredients are processed. And that's where Yummers is different. To Jonathan's point, we freeze dry all of our proteins, we air dry our vegetables, and we have some gently cooked ancient grains in our product. And all of those types of processing are the way that the pet will best absorb them and get the most nutrition out of them. So that's really important to us and one of the biggest.
I've heard rumors that someone has sprinkled some of your supplement on their salad. Is that true?
One of our other co-founders, Anthony, may occasionally sprinkle the cheese on a salad.
Interesting thing.
You know, he's a chef. I mean, he experiments a little bit.
What about millennials? You kind of went after this millennial consumer. What was happening there and why is this specifically aimed in that direction?
I mean, this is an area where I'm so inspired by JVN, so I would love for
you. Well, one night as I was laying down and Liza Mionelli, just to keep talking about her, she jumped up on me and she proceeded to take a flaming hot liquid bowel movement diarrhea at about 3 a.m. It was so great. It was really nice. And I thought, well, fuck, I just can't live like this anymore. And we've got to get this cat help. So literally this was like pre even meeting you.
Yeah.
And I had to like take her to a vet for like 3 months of inpatient to like balance out her belly. And what so much of what our vet was talking to us about was like the food that we were feeding her was not, it just was not agreeing with her IBS. So we had to go like novel protein. We had to do all of these things that ultimately informed a lot of how we do process our yummers. And so I think rescuing a pet is like amazing. And however you rescue your pet, like I'm excited for that. But then when you do get a lot of rescues, like sometimes they just get stomach issues and then you're like, I wish your poop was whole and I wish that it was in the litter box. and so it's like really being able to like give your pet better food to like deal with their issues. And honestly, like millennials and older people, it's like, that is who can usually like, if my cats had liquid diarrhea in my 20s and I was like, honey, you got to get in line. I got other things that I got to deal with. But in millennials, you're like, no, I got to get this together. I want my pet to have nice full poop.
Well, and I think, you know, millennial pet parents, having been in the industry for a while, I mean, the millennial pet parent is really the definition of a pet parent. And I look at you and you are a pet parent. You have 8 pet children.
I think millennials do want to take better. It's like a matter of evolution. It's like the longer you've been a pet parent, the longer you see like side effects, things that you want to do better. So I think that is ultimately why we're targeting.
Sounds like the humanization of pets.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Now you started this business just D2C. You did it omni-channel, right? You went into stores as well as D2C. Tell us about that process.
We like to do things the hard way at Yummers. You know, let's start with the whole thing. But like I said before, I have a lot of retail background, and my biggest belief is we need to be where our customers are. And so we did start in retail. We also started direct to consumer, and I believe that one of the biggest advantages for Yummers is the fact that we serve our customers wherever they want to shop. You know, we've had great success both at retail and in direct to consumer. And I think that's because customers are seeing the brand in stores and they're seeing it online and they're making those connections.
Was it hard to do though in terms of putting your focus in 2 places at once, having to serve this retailer model? And tell us about that. How did the retailer model work? You were at Petco. Yeah. What was that relationship like? And how did you manage the D2C at the same time? And how were your efforts divided between the two?
I mean, it's definitely a lot, but it's been really healthy for our business and actually a very good partnership. So like Michael said, we launched in Petco, and that was a fantastic partnership. Jonathan and Anthony did a lot of work with us to make that launch a big success. We also are in a lot of what we call neighborhood pet stores, which are the smaller on the corner shops. And we love those stores because they provide a lot of education and a lot of, you know, just kind of hands-on product knowledge for the customer who shops those stores. At the same time, we do a lot of social media, a lot of awareness building to really direct consumers to our website and to expose them to the brand and educate them about the products that way as well. So it's a lot. We're you know, telling the same message in a lot of different channels, but they all work together and they're all really important for our business.
I'm really inspired by our neighborhood pet food stores, whether it's Tomlinson's or Pet Food Express. Like growing up, I had animals and like we were always going to like, I come from a small town in Illinois and like that kind of mom and pop shop pet food place, I just love. And typically I find that those have like a lot more repeat consumers. They have a lot more relationship with the experts that are in those stores that are actually selling the product. And I love Petco as well, but it's like bigger. I like the intimacy of like a neighborhood pet channel. And that also kind of happens a little bit more direct to consumer, but I think also having those larger retail partnerships are also very important. And I think really now, because every field is so full, like every field has a lot of offerings, I really like our ingenuity and being able to be in several places at once and see what's working the best. And then we're able, because we're still growing, we're able to be nimble and pivot to where we see is growing more. And I'm so inspired by, you know, when you pull out and you think about corporatization and storytelling, it's really been incredible to see how strong our neighborhood pet stores are supporting us and the community that we're building there. So I'm really moved by that. And I'm also really, that gives me a lot of hope for our future.
I want to talk quite a lot about the celebrity part of this business, because there's other companies and there's more and more starting to have celebrities in it. And how do you do it the right way? How do you kind of use the DNA of Jonathan and Anthony's celebrity into this business? You also have a doctor I know involved in the company. How does this all fit together? And also I want to hear from you, Jonathan, how you just divide your time. So, but maybe Rebecca, you start from the CEO perspective first of how you conceive of using celebrity in the right way.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Jonathan and Anthony both are so core to our brand. And I mean, since day one, we operate as business partners, 100%. So, you know, all of the like core decisions in the business we make together, we have conversations about marketing, we have conversations about product, we have conversations about branding, et cetera. And all of
social
that is
distribution,
really
social testing, distribution,
exactly.
New NPD.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that the partnership has been incredibly strong and the way that we go to market is very much aligned together. I think, you know, the way that celebrity comes through in our DNA is very much in how we reach our consumer. And, you know, the audience that JVN and Anthony provide, it, as well as the rings of customers around them that come in based on that influence, is really important to us. As Michael said, we also work with other influencers, and we have one of our most cherished partners is our vet, Charisse, and she interacts with us as well. And I think all of us coming together, bringing the strengths that we have, are a big part of the success of Yummers.
I think... I mean, for me, I don't know if there's exactly like right and wrong ways. I think everything is kind of like feedback and research. So you can see like, how is this working? How is this landing? I think, especially when it comes to our pet food, I'm so moved by the care and the excellence in which with how we approach our business, whether that's sourcing really the best ingredients. I mean, Rebecca and our team has like goes to the factories where our things are dried. Like there's just been such extensive research done on like the quality of what we're bringing in to our homes and to our products with Yummers that sometimes I feel like almost, I'm almost like frustrated by my celebrity sometimes because I really want to talk about the food. And I've learned so much about the quality, about the way that our food is like integrated into our pets' lives, that I want to talk more about that and like less about like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like celebrity can just like get in the way, and I want to talk more about our food. And I'm still kind of on a journey of figuring out like how I want that to like come through in my messaging, because it's really about the food. Yeah. I just think our food is so incredible. And I've seen such a large change in my pets' lives. Like, I just love not having to pick up liquid cat diarrhea. and I just think that there's other pet parents who would also like to have really solid, great cat poop in their life.
How do you integrate all this with your, you have a big career that you're very busy with, and how do you?
I have a great team, and also really like Google calendars. You know, I used to use like the Apple calendar, but then we switched to Google calendar, and it really helps keep it organized. Yeah. Okay. And a lot of meditation. Yeah.
All right, good. And what has been the feedback from your consumers about the products? Is there any interesting stories to share about how it's been received, and how have Jonathan and Anthony been received? Is that any feedback on that?
So I'll answer both questions. So first, the product reception has been amazing. Our ratings and reviews are outstanding. We read every single one of them. We, you know, respond to every customer who writes in. We are really proud of the fact that customers are loving the product. Anytime we receive feedback, we, you know, kind of take that. And, you know, one example, when we launched the Toppers and Mixins, we had great reviews, and a lot of customers kept asking, when are you going to launch food? And so we kind of take that input as we build new products in our line as well. You know, for us.
And it sounds like the D2C part has served that purpose of having
absolutely.
That community and that feedback loop. Whereas if you were just in retail, you might not have as much of that.
That's absolutely true. We, you know, we love the direct connection to our consumers through the direct to consumer business for sure. In terms of the way that our consumers have kind of received Jonathan and Anthony, I would say they love the fact that Jonathan and Anthony are connected with the brand, and they love what they stand for and their desire to make pets' lives better, not only through the way that they, you know, through the work that they do, through, you know, Queer Eye and other projects that they're involved in. But I think even more, Jonathan and Anthony are both incredible philanthropists within the pet space, and they really look to them as icons, really, in the industry for people who care about pets, which has been great. I would say the other people who are really excited about Jonathan and Anthony, retailers, whether it's the small neighborhood pet stores or the Petcos of the world. They love having, you know, the connection to the brand.
You know, because a lot of these people, or most of these people, are investors in the audience here. You have, tell us a little bit about your investors, tell us a little about the process of getting those investors, yeah. and tell us their reaction to a celebrity-based business, and were there bumps or hurdles in that fundraising process that you went through to convince them that celebrity is a good thing?
Absolutely. So we are blessed at Yummers. We have incredible investors. Our seed round was led by Al Catterton and a family office that was composed of a bunch of professional investors, mostly from TPG. So it's great to have very seasoned people at the table who understand the business. In terms of, you know, what made them interested in Yummers, I think they see a lot of differentiation, not only with the celebrity side of the business, but also with the product. And I think, you know, the great thing about them is they know that the product and the marketing and the branding and the celebrity, like, it all needs to work together. And I think they've been incredibly pleased with the way that Yummers has come to life.
Were they skeptical at first?
I think, you know, they wanted to see it. You know, they really wanted to understand what is the role of Jonathan in the business? Like, how do you work together? You know, they get into it. They see the sausage making, and they're, I think, very excited about it. But lots of questions, yep. of course.
And Jonathan, you are incentivized, compensated with equity, right? You're not getting royalties or cash. This is a really... You are an owner, co-owner in this business. And why does that excite you? Because most people who are celebrities, they like endorsement deals, right? They like getting cash.
I mean, who doesn't love cash? But no, I do think that in this case, it always comes back to like what the purpose is, which is to improve our pets' lives. And that's really like what my focus is. And I think when I first started Yummers, I really been thinking about how to make the best pet food line with my co-founders. And that's really what I focus on. And I think that if you do your best with what's in front of you, like that's going to work out. And so my emphasis has really just been on like, how can I make this the best experience and the best pet food for pet parents and for their pets?
What advice would you guys give?
And also it's like, in service of that, if I'm taking money and if I'm taking royalties, like I can't invest that back into the business. So it's really important for us to like have the capital so that we can invest in our business. And we have some really exciting new launches come up that I think are like going to be like our hero products of hero products that we're so excited to start about that makes such a big difference to your daily pets' lives or to the daily lives of your pets. It's giving like superfood. It's giving like a very gorgeous all-in-one vitamin for your pets. It's quicker and a little easier and just like really optimizes health and functionality. And so we're so excited about that. And so because we want to make sure that our launches have like, launches cost money, they're expensive. So I think if Anthony and I are like constantly taking royalties, it just like takes away from our ability to like make our launches and make our new developments as successful as we want to be.
That also must be a new experience for you guys, because when you deal with big companies, you get endorsement deals, they have big budgets. They're flying people around and there's lots of money to be thrown around in these big endorsement deals. And here you are with a very scrappy, limited budget, and it must be harder to do. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur. Like I was like, you know, me in a salon with like one assistant for like, you know, 7 years. So it's not a big deal for
scrappy.
Me to like, yeah. I mean, I like, we'll be at a Petco activation, like stacking bags ourselves. Like I like doing that. I like to interact with people. I like to hear people's experiences. And I think that's how you can be informed and empowered with the best information to make the best decisions going forward. And I think really, Rebecca and I were just talking about this backstage. It's like, I'm really tired of like the new best gimmicky cute thing. I'm really focusing on like, what are things that we can make that are legacy, that are excellent, that really work, that really positively impact people's lives. And whether I'm doing that through JVN Hair or I'm doing that through Yummers or my podcast, like, I want to trust consumers that they know how to like spot what works really well for them. So I want to make sure that we're creating things that work really well for people and actually like get into their hands. So that's really what I'm focusing on, is like kind of the anti-gimmick and like what is really quality. Like what are we really bringing to the table? And in Yummer's case, we're bringing to the table a product that significantly changes the quality of your pet's lives. I know I've talked a lot about cat poop in the last 20 minutes, but I will just also say, our calming formula is so incredible. If you're introducing pets to each other, like I do have a lot of cats and dogs. My oldest cat is a little bit territorial with new cats. That calming formula has been so helpful to just kind of chilling him out, making him more open to his new friends. Like calming is incredible. Our skin and coat formula is so amazing. Even our little cheese like additive or our like chicken liver or beef liver additive, those like cross function, the beef liver and the chicken liver as treats, but also they're just like great like incentivizers. If you have a more elderly pet who like doesn't eat as much food as they used to, you can like crush that little chicken liver up on there, the dried chicken liver, and they will like finish their food. So there's just so many resources to help your pet stay healthier. And the better care we can take of our pets when we're not at the vet, like the cheaper the vet can be. So the better the food, the more longevity, the less expensive the animal is going to be. Like it's kind of like taking better care throughout so that you can have them longer and then also like not pay so much at the vet. So it's like more upfront for less over time. But I'm really inspired by Yummers. And like I said before, I'm really excited to continue our journey of growth. And I love getting to work alongside Rebecca. And pet parents are just some of the most loving, big-hearted people. But they're also really resourceful with their information. And so I love that we get to be here. I love that we get to have these opportunities, and I love Yummers.
And Rebecca, I kind of have the same question for you. You came from big companies. You were at Target. You were a senior executive at Target, at Petco, at 7-Eleven. And so this is a new thing for you, being at a scrappy, limited budget startup. How is that? And what advice would you give for someone coming from a bigger company who wants to become a CEO at one of these companies?
You know, it's been incredibly rewarding. And I really believe that small companies with great products change the world. And, you know, having sat in, you know, monolithic companies working with, you know, very big manufacturers, I'm excited about what I see in emerging brands and emerging products, because I think we're really the ones that are out there trying to change and make food better and make pets' lives better and make the world better.
I think we have to end our session.
We're done.
Have so much fun with Gaga later, you guys. Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, y'all.